الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. What we discussed yesterday about the rights of the Quran, the basic rights, and there are much more. If we fulfill the rights of the Quran, then the Hadith Sharif tells us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا. By this kitab, when we fulfill the rights of the Quran Sharif, our iman is correct on the Quran Sharif in every aspect. We are learning the Quran, we respect the Quran, we love the Quran, we teach the Quran, we propagate the Quran Sharif, everything we do, then Allah raises those nations on the basis of the Quran Sharif. So our rising in the eyes of the people of the world, in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, is dependent on fulfilling the rights of the Quran Sharif. So this is that glorious month that is the ideal opportunity when our hearts are softened, when a person relates to Quran Sharif. Normally people will turn to Quran Sharif in this month, that we try our best to fulfill all the rights of the Quran Sharif. And on the other hand, there is a grave warning also, وَيَضَعُوا بِهِ آخَرِينَ. And those who don't observe the rights of the Quran Sharif, we don't fulfill them, we have no time for the Quran Sharif, we disrespect the Quran Sharif, we don't have our iman correct on the Quran Sharif, then those people, they are the ones who are lowered by Allah Ta'ala. Allah destroys such people. And normally also, Allah Ta'ala does not come and do it himself, but Allah uses some other creation. وَكَذَٰلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْدِ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا. When they are wrongdoers, then Allah appoints other worse wrongdoers to punish them. Allah uses them, whether they are from the Muslims or from the family even, or from non-Muslims also, or from conditions that come upon us. Allah uses others to punish these people. And we are short-sighted as far as iman is concerned, and we blame these people that they are doing this harm to us. But actually, we have brought it upon ourselves. Allah is using them to punish us, to harm us. We see what is happening in India at the moment, the burning of masjids, etc., burning of homes, and all the zulm that is taking place. But it is really our own actions, whether it is in India, whether it is in Palestine, whether it is in any other place also, wherever it happens, it is our own actions. Your a'malukum ummalukum. Your actions are your rulers, and your actions are governing over you. We are blaming governments for these things, but it is our actions. Jaise karni, waise bharni. As we do, so we will get in return. Everything that goes up, kalimatu tayyibu yasadu. The good words go up, and our bad actions, they bring down bad conditions for us. So it is up to us, so we should make a lot of tawbah. And especially with regard to the Quran Sharif, a great gift Allah has given, and we should try and observe and fulfill the rights. And it is also part of the rights of the Quran Sharif that we make effort on others also. Our family members, whether we are the head of the family, or we are just amongst the children, but everyone in his way, with the correct method, we should try and bring changes in our families also, in our communities also. Which is our duty also to propagate the Quran Sharif and the teachings of the Quran Sharif. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah, that we observe this and that we make dua for all the people who are in difficulty and hardships, and moreover that we take a lesson that our actions bring about the reaction from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. how our actions are, so Allah Ta'ala deals with people. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, and that we always try and fulfill all the rights of the Quran Sharif. In this ayat kareema, Allah Ta'ala addresses the believers, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. The believers are the friends of Allah Ta'ala. Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. Allah is the friend of the believers. So Allah is giving an address to his friends. And as the Quran Sharif is that love letter of Allah Ta'ala, who is our creator, nourisher, sustainer, who is so keen to see to our success, he has sent it down. It isn't a love letter from a lover to a lover, but a love letter from authority on top to the subjects at the bottom. And in that Allah Ta'ala, and Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, wherever we read in the Quran Sharif, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, we should take it that this is Allah speaking to me directly. That you who are believers, we are believers inshallah, Allah accept our iman. So Allah is directly speaking to them. So this is a very great honor. He says, Ya Bani Israel has come very fit in the Quran Sharif. But when they disobeyed and they did not take heed, Allah did not address them anymore. But Ya Ayyuhal Ladhina Amanu, close to 90 times in the Quran Sharif, Allah has used this address. So it is a great address that Allah is speaking to me directly. So we should respect and honor it also accordingly. And this is, even if we're not a hafiz, even if we don't know Arabic, we're not alims also, but we all know that this is an address of Allah. Allah is addressing the believers. So all these addresses are very special addresses from Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, this one also. And then so Allah is giving us a message here. Allah is that for our goodness, for our well-being, for our success, Allah is giving us a great message. Yeah, Allah says, Kutiba alaykum as-siyam, that rozas have been made farz upon you. In the passive tense, not the active, Allah didn't say, Kataba alaykum as-siyam, Kataba Allahu alaykum as-siyam, that Allah has made rozas farz. Rozas have been made farz upon you. So from here, the understanding of that is that, of course, we all know it's only Allah who has made it for us, nobody else. But Allah didn't say directly, I made rozas. Kataptu alaykum as-siyam. I have made rozas for us. Allah says, rozas have been made for us upon you. One of the explanations of this is that this great love relationship that must be between us and Allah Ta'ala. Allah did not want it to get tarnished in any way whatsoever. Because rozas, fasting, is strenuous. It is a challenge. You're giving up your most loved things, your food, your drink, and that also your halal food and drink. And then you are giving up your desires, or that also with your halal wife. They were not with a haram is haram all the time. But with your halal wife who is halal for you properly, 100%. But for Allah's sake, you are giving that also up. So it is a bit strenuous. So a person will feel that when my lover, when my beloved, why is he making life difficult for me? Why is he prescribing rozas for me? So Allah didn't say it directly. This is just like many of our friends, when we want something done like at home. We want it done, but we say, Hazrat said you must do this. Hazrat's teachings are this. Hazrat says you must do this, but we want it. So we don't want our relationship to be soured in any way. So we just put it all onto Hazrat, that it's not my problem. I don't mind. For me, it's all right. But Hazrat said you must do it like this, or you must not do this, or you must not do that. So Allah Ta'ala says that rozas have been made for us upon you. So this is also, we should appreciate so much that Allah, that our love relationship with Allah. One is the approach of the fuqaha, which is 100% correct. They will give us the masail, and they will teach us according to that, that what we should do and what we should not do. And one is from the Sufia, from the arifin, those who have recognized Allah Ta'ala, they go beyond the laws of fiqh. According to fiqh, like for example, roza, you say al-imsak, an-it-ta'am, wa-sharab, all the definitions which are in the kitabs of fiqh, what we should stay away from. But according to the arifin, the lovers of Allah, the sufia, they go further than that. That not only from the three major things, eating, drinking, and our sexual desires, but we stay away from even backbiting, from lying, slandering, anger, wrong anger, all those things also. So just like that, yeah, also the fuqaha have said that we stay away, that rozas have been made farz upon us. And our sufia say that these rozas have been made farz, and Allah says, kutiba, that they have been made farz upon you, as if, like, as though somebody else has made it farz. But Allah has made it for us. It's a command of Allah Ta'ala 100%. But Allah doesn't want that relationship to be tarnished. So we should also appreciate it in that same light. That our relationship with Allah, the love relationship, and that is very important. Not just that we do things according to law. Like a person, many we observe law. Like a marriage also, it's not just based on rules that we want to get married. So we go to a bookshop and we go and buy a book to learn about the rules about marriage. That how we should treat, what are the rights of the wife, what are the rights of the husband, and we try and fulfill that. But a very major ingredient which overflows over the rules is compassion, love, kindness, tolerance, forgiveness. That is the major thing. So just like that, with our relationship with Allah, it's not only masalas. Masalas also are there. Do this, don't do that. Do this like this, do that like that. But more than that, with the love of Allah Ta'ala. One is we have a husband-wife relationship, which is just according to rules. For whatever reason, love is lost in that marriage. Somebody was cheating, somebody betrayed the other one, or whatever else might happen, now you lost love. But now, because of the pressure of society, you are still staying together. Or because of the children's sake, you are still staying together. But you don't have that love. That is also one marriage relationship. And one marriage relationship is where there is love between the two. What the difference between the two relationships? Both are carrying on and seems the same on the surface. Both appear the same. But what a world of difference inside there is between the two. So our relationship with Allah Ta'ala also, one is on the surface. We all made our namaz now together, in the same imam, same masjid, everything. But our inside connection, and our connection with Allah, and our relationship with Allah, everyone's, according to that, everyone's namaz is different. For some of us, where the namaz destroyed us, and for some of us, where that namaz took us to what great height. Like it comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person speaks one word, and he doesn't care what he said, and he takes him to the depths of Jahannam. And a person says one word, and he didn't pay any attention to it, and he takes him to the heights of Jannah. There was a husband and wife problem, they were breaking up, and you said one word, and you joined them again. And you put them together, and so much that they started loving also one another. That one word of yours takes you to what heights of Jannah. And a couple were having an argument, they were patching up, they were coming together again. You said one word, and you broke down that relationship. And it takes you to what depth of Jahannam. So whatever we do has got great, great effect. So Allah Ta'ala says that roza, fasting has been made farz upon you. Then the fuqaha mentioned the fiqhi masala and the fiqhi definition what roza is. But the sufia say, kutiba alaykum as-siyam, that rozas have not been made only on those three things that you have to stay away from, but Allah Ta'ala has prescribed roza on every part of your body. Not only staying away, there is roza of the tongue also, that don't speak any wrong things also. Roza of the eyes also, don't look at anything wrong. Roza of the ear, don't hear anything what is wrong. Roza of the hands and legs. And today with the hands, our fingers, all the messages we type, etc. There is roza on that also. And this is a period, ayyam ma'dudat. During the training period, a training period is a short period. You guys do a training course in 2 weeks, in a month, in 6 months, and for whole life you use the course. So this training period is for this 1 month. Just train yourself, and for the whole year, for your whole life, you will use wahaqa. According to what you trained yourself, you will use it. So we must keep roza of all the parts of the body also. Our mind, our thoughts also control them. Don't let them run wild. Our heart also we have to control. All everything. So kutiba alaykum as-siyam on every part of the body. And then Allah makes it more easier for us to show that real love and compassion and consideration Allah has got for us. Kama kutiba alladhina min qablikum. Mufassirin normally write here that this is the mode of the roza. That you keep the roza as it was made, the same type of roza as it was made for us on the people of before, which is keeping away from food, drink, and our sexual desires, that we stay away from that. Don't invent a new type of roza. Like, for example, the Hindus, and there are other people also that they keep roza, but you can still have fruit in your roza. You can have fruit juice in your roza. You can drink water. Hindus keep that kind of... Don't keep that kind of a roza. Keep the type of roza which Allah wants from you. That type of roza. And the other aspect which the Sufia explained, that keep the roza. Allah says, كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Don't feel singled out. That we have made for us roza. Roza's only for us on you. All the nations, from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, every Nabi, in every Shariat, there was fasting prescribed. So you haven't been singled out. You are not the only ones that we have put this task to you of fasting. No, everyone else has also kept. So as they kept, you also keep. As they manage, you will also manage. Many times we find here in the madrasa, our first year students usually, some of them, they would come and they say, we can't manage. It's too much for us. It's too hard. We can't manage. So we console them and tell them that those who are in Dora, see them, they were also first year where you are. They all managed. And how many students have graduated and completed? They all managed also. So why are you feeling so hard? It's not only for you. They all managed. You will also manage. When all the ummahs of before managed, you are the prime ummah. You are the prize ummah. Why won't you manage? When an average ummati could manage, then this ummah, which is a prize ummah, why won't you manage? You will also manage. And you can also keep your rozas properly. So don't fear that why rozas have been kept made for us upon us. And see that they all kept rozas. Just as Allah Ta'ala encourages about jihad also. وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ نَبِيٍّ قَاتَلَ مَعَهُ رِبِّيُّونَ كَثِيرٌ. Many other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam also made jihad. Don't find it too hard for you. This was all along the dastur, the system of Allah Ta'ala. So, كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. And then Allah Ta'ala, as we will say in our language, dangles the carrot, the great fruit, the what you're going to get. You have to keep this roza. They are tough for you. It is uphill for you. You are not used to it. You are giving up your halal things you are giving up. Your halal food and drink. Your halal wife you are giving up. And your close intimacy which you love and enjoy. Halal. That all you are giving up. But see what you are getting in return. You are getting taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And taqwa is a great, great gift. And it is just like in almost all communities, the elders in the families, they give their little children Eid on the day of Eid. They give Eid. And this is also, perhaps it was like the and it's usually for the little children Eid. And that they kept rozas, perhaps it was started from there, whichever way it started. So we're rewarding you. You'll get, keep your rozas, each day you're going to get Eid. So Allah says, keep your rozas. Allah is going to give His Eid. He's going to give taqwa, which is the greatest gift. And taqwa, it's also not easy. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullahi told our Shaykh, who was his murid, our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimullah, that Allah has made taqwa farad. And taqwa is not easy. You to taqwa, bahut mushkil hai. Lekin Allah made it easy. For example, in the other ayat which Hadhrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullahi said, Allah said to Ya ayyuhallazina amanu taqullah, acquire taqwa. And it, Allah made it very easy, very sweet and enjoyable. Kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. Just be with the truthful people who have got taqwa. In other words, we find our buzurgs and our elders, those who have got taqwa, what compassion they have got, how soft they are, how kind they are. So Allah made it, just stay with them, you'll enjoy it. So to get your taqwa, it's not like that strenuous, the task of it, or even taqwa itself is not so strenuous as shaitan has made it for us to think, that to stay with taqwa is very hard. To stay away from disobedience of Allah, to forsake my desires and fulfill the commands of Allah, very hard. To live my way of life, and I can't do what I want to, and I must follow sunnah, very hard. Shaitan made it look like that. When in reality, if we understand it, the taqwa is very enjoyable. And a person enjoys taqwa. Like for example, you are going to travel from here, wherever you're going, and somebody tells you of the road condition, that certain places there are traffic speed traps, certain places there are people who are hijackings take place there, muggings take place there, so they warn you of that. Now what you do, and taqwa is a natural thing, everyone, human being, even animals, they also, taqwa is a natural thing. To beware, to be careful. That is what is taqwa. So just be careful. So you are happy they warned you. That at this place you must be careful, there is a speed trap here. At this place, this is wrong. So that same, what Allah warned us about, is for our good. So that we can go on our journey safely and reach our destination safely without these hazards on the way. If you were not warned and you didn't stay with that taqwa, and you get a speeding fine, and perhaps a very heavy fine also. Some places they might even hijack you. You were not careful. You didn't take the warnings warnings weren't given to you. Warnings were given, you didn't heed them. So taqwa is a very sweet thing which Allah Ta'ala. And Allah mentions in so many ayat the great fruit of taqwa. And for example, Allah says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever has taqwa, Allah Ta'ala will open doors for that person. If you happen to come in any difficulty, Allah will open doors. And the doors which Allah opens also, like in the Alam Nashrah, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Repeated twice, it appears like a repetition, but there is great in'amat, great blessings which Allah has put. That when it is referred, inna ma'al usri, ma'al usri, al usr is what alif lam, it's defined, it's definite. That is one difficulty, inna ma'al usri, yusra. There are many doors which are open. Then again, inna ma'al usri, so the same difficulty is referred to again, and many more doors. So Allah Ta'ala's system is, when there is one difficulty, there isn't one solution to it. There are 10, 100 solutions to it. You can use this solution, you can use that solution. Allah has made so many solutions. So you have taqwa, yaj'al lahu makhraja. Allah will give you wherever you come into any a jam, into a problem. But if you have taqwa, Allah will open so many doors for you. So many ways Allah Ta'ala will open for you. So Allah Ta'ala, so taqwa is a great gift from Allah Ta'ala. We have, like roza, if you start fasting, like that, all of us, we take it like it's a burden, it's a stress, it's a difficulty. Month of Ramadan is here. But if we understand, just as it comes in the Hadith Sharif, if my ummah knew what is Ramadan, they will wish the whole year must be Ramadan. What goodness is kept in here. So in that light also, each one of us, we should endeavor and strive to really find out what is Ramadan and observe it, so that our natural desire becomes that the whole year must be Ramadan. Because when there is, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Sadiqul Masduq, As-Sadiq Al-Ameen, when he said, if we know the value of Ramadan, we'll wish the whole year must be Ramadan. So that word is one, that words of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is absolutely true. It is from our weakness that still there is deficiency from our side, that we still don't want the whole year to be Ramadan. We're just wishing that Ramadan must be 29 days, that we must just get over with Ramadan. When we'll get over with it, that is still our deficiency. Otherwise, Ramadan is that month that we will really wish the whole year must be Ramadan. So Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala has given us this episode. Allah Ta'ala says, you just observe it. Your nafs doesn't like it. But you just observe it. I will give you taqwa at the end. And the taqwa which Allah will give, from all your, whatever difficulty might you face, you will find a way out from it. And any and all difficulties, whether it's financial matters, whether it is domestic with the family, usually a person, the wife becomes upset and angry, and you try everything to please her. She just doesn't want to get happy. She's got a, you keep quiet, it's a problem. You talk, is a problem. And you say the same thing about her also. Anything you do just is upsetting her more. You just can't. But just have taqwa and you'll see that first, inshallah, the problem won't also come. But Allah has made it in this dunya. It's a throne, but also tests. And all your tests that you will face, you will just come out of it with flying colors. And easily, and you'll advance in your relationship when you Allah will put you in a higher position. So just like acquire this taqwa. Now another ayat Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ. All the wrongs that you have done, Allah will make kafara, forgive them all. So all your negative things of your nama amal, Allah will take them out. All your gunas Allah will make, because of having taqwa, the benefit of it, Allah will take out. And the good that you did, and the person who made gunas, and lot of gunas, and most probably there's very little good in his nama amal. He has got more gunas. And Allah says, I will take them all out. I will clear them out. I will write them off. No charges against you. All charges will be withdrawn. And وَيُعَظِّمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. The good that you did, I will magnify it. I will make it very big. And there are so many amal in our deen also. When we do them, Allah makes that amal very big. For example, try this, do it regularly. Any amal we do at the end, a person who reads Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifun Wa Salamun Alal Mursaleen Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. A dua all of us know, it's a very common dua. At the end of any amal we read it, that amal, Allah will make it so big that on the day of Qiyamah, the normal scale that will be used to weigh amal, it will be too small. Another scale will have, big scale will have to be brought. Because that amal, Allah magnified it. So by the barakat of taqwa also, all our amal, all the negative things will be taken out. And the positive, Allah will magnify. Allah Ta'ala will glorify. Allah Ta'ala will make it much, much more bigger in quantity, in quality also. In numbers also, and in weight also. Allah will make it very big. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يكفر عنه سيئات ويعزم له أجرا ومن يتق الله the next يجعل له من أمره يسرا. All his matters Allah will make easy for him. We all know we are stuck in something here. This doesn't want to get solved. I just can't get through to this person. I just can't solve this problem. On taqwa, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. Allah will open our way for us. So, and this is the month. We just have to keep our rozas as Allah wants to. According to the fiqhi definition also, and what the Sufis want from us, we keep our rozas like that, and Allah will give us this taqwa. Allah Ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ يُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. You have taqwa, and Allah will give you knowledge. Allah will teach you. Allah will be your ustad. You have a ustad that you learn from, but you have taqwa and Allah. A person who practices on his knowledge, Allah will give him that knowledge, that ilm al-ladunni, directly from Allah Ta'ala. We, how much knowledge we have, we practice on that. Allah gives then that person such knowledge directly from Allah's side. And we find that many people who didn't go to madrasas, they didn't learn, but that inside knowledge they have about matters, they surpass those people who have a lot of knowledge, also formal knowledge. They surpass them. So this taqwa, Allah Ta'ala will give that also. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah yaj'al lakum furqana. Allah will give you furqan. One of the meanings of furqan, the ability to distinguish between right and wrong. The ability to distinguish between better and best. This is good for me, but what is best for me? All those things Allah will give you. We have a proposal for our daughter. We want to give a proposal for our son. Or if we are in a marriageable age, I want to propose somewhere. Somebody wants to propose for a proposal has come. What to do at such a time? Must I open a shop? Must I carry on with my job? Must I go today to this place? Must I go tomorrow? Must I fly? Must I go by car? Whatever is the best, we just have taqwa, and Allah will guide us toward the best in all our matters. So Allah give us tawfiq. One great amal also we learned, we share it, that if a person 7 times a day read the short ayat, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, anytime, walking, anywhere, just read it. Then by the barakat of that also, in all matters, Allah will guide us to the straight path. What is the right thing to do? And not only the right, in the right, there is a lot of categories also. Allah will guide us to the best in the right. First of all, we won't be in the wrong, we'll be in the right. And in the right also, we will be in the best. Yeah, the best thing. So try and read that. So taqwa is a very great gift of Allah Ta'ala. And then again, Allah makes it further more easier. The tafsir of it is, أَيَّامًا مَعْدُولَاتٍ. Rozas have been fixed in a fixed time. And further, Allah then explains that fixed time, شَهْرُ Ramadan, the month of Ramadan. For this ummah, the fixed rozas are the month, the farad rozas are the month of Ramadan. And أَيَّامًا مَعْدُولَاتٍ also says, just for a few days, this exercise of yours is just for a few days you have to do. And then it will become your nature, not your second nature. All the observance of the commands of Allah to live a pure and clean life. And not only that, to enjoy it, to have passion for it. All the commands of Allah. Just keep your rozas properly. And the whole of Sharia, we will make it enjoyable. And you will see for yourself, this is the right way. You won't be confused about anything also. You will know who must you associate with, who you must not associate with, who you must keep company with, who you should not keep company. Everything. And Allah will make it enjoyable for you also. So where if you are sick and you haven't got this taqwa, you haven't got your cure, then you are eating the wrong things also. What is harmful for you? That you are eating, like children for example, very common it is, they want the sweet things right from the start. They just want to start with juice, and they want the desserts right from the start. Mother has got a job that first you have to eat, and various ways she tries to get the child, have 2-3 at least of proper food, then you can get juice, or then you can get the sweet thing. So we also, our tastes are not right. So we just this 1 month get ourselves in order, and then afterwards the whole year you will see how Allah will make all this, how enjoyable Allah Ta'ala will make it. When a child is born, The child hasn't got teeth in the mouth. It's born without teeth. And why? Because it has to drink the milk on the mother. And if it has teeth, and some children, the teeth come out a bit earlier. And if they have to bite the mother, that very delicate part of her body, very, very painful for the mother. So Allah made it. And they're just having the milk. And then afterwards, the teeth come, the temporary teeth, they come out first. And then now the child is introduced to soft solids a little bit. And when the real teeth come out, now the child is introduced to biryani also, to roast also, all the enjoyment. So like that, this process Allah made it gradual. First the child, if you had to give roast the first day the child born, was born, and you put rice in the child's mouth, you will harm the child so greatly. Allah made it a gradual process. So this rosas also, give up all the other things, then the real roast will come finally. You give up all that, now you will have those spiritual teeth where you can enjoy the spiritual food which Allah has given. And you will get your spiritual taste now, your taste buds, your spiritual taste buds, you will be active now. And then you will enjoy the spiritual food which Allah Ta'ala has given. So just in this 1 month, ayyama ma'dudat, and ma'dudat which are countable, easily, you can count them easily. And to count 30 on the fingers, we count much more. Up to 100 we count normally also. You want to read the 100 times tasbih, you count it 100 times. You read salatul tasbih, 300 you count on your fingers. So 30 days is not difficult. After every, when we read our subhanallah, we are counting on our fingers. Easily Allah Ta'ala made it. And Allah made our counter on our fingers. The three portions, so we count the three portions like that. Easily we can count. And up to huge numbers you can count on your fingers also. So just the period of 29, 30 days, observe the rosa and observe them properly. And then see what is the great goodness you're going to get. If we keep our rosa according to the masalas, the fiqhi masala, and only according to that. And we are not keeping the rosa according to what the Sufis require from us. Then that is like a person who is doing business. He bought for 5 rand and he's selling for 5 rand. He will be the busiest man in town because nobody else is selling at 5 rand at cost. All are adding their profits. But he will be also the first man out of business because he didn't make any profit to pay his people. His water and light, his rental, all his other things, and he saw no benefit in his business. He bought a lot of items up to 50,000 at 5 rand. And he sold them out the first day already. So busy he became. Without any sale notice or any advertisement, the people were just flocking to his shop. But he has to close up also, because he can't do anything. He hasn't got petrol money to reach home also that night, because he made no profit whatsoever. So if we just keep our rozas according to the farad, we find that we also go out of business. Such people, no problem, they didn't make any benefit of their roza. So they keep 2-3 days rozas, then they don't keep, we're not getting any benefit. 1-2 years we kept roza, now we don't see any benefit. But get the profit of the roza. And then see the taqwa and roza, where you purify your eyes with your roza. You purify your tongue with your rosa. You not only purify your mind and heart, but you put ether, the best, most valuable, not the ether of Oud and Shamama and all the other, but the ether of Jannah you are putting. And you are enjoying if we keep our rosas properly. And you purify. And to stay in the house of Allah, how enjoyable. So if we're not getting, this is the month that we cultivate all this. Just keep our rozas as we are supposed to keep, and it's just a matter of 29-30 days. And then again, not all that time. And for us here at the moment, Southern Hemisphere, South Africa where we are, short rozas. Where people are keeping 18-20 hours rozas. In the Northern Hemisphere, yeah, our rozas are 12 hours, just round about there. Short rozas for us. So just keep these short rozas, but keep them as we are required to. Not only we're doing the business that we're just buying and selling at the same price, we are making a profit also. And we are seeing that prophet also. Many people, it's an old story. They say no more enjoyment in doing business. Now there are too much regulation, too much competition. The receiver has become too hard. He's watching you every time, everything of yours. No more enjoyment. But we see more and more businesses opening. More and more people going into business because they know the profit they are making. In any case, whatever, they are making their profit, that's why they are going. So yeah, also, we feel it difficult, but just do this business that we are supposed to do and do it properly, and we get the profits of this business. And the major thing is the taqwa that Allah blesses. It's a thing to be cherished for, not to a thing to be frightened of, that we want to stay away from it. And also our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair has explained, to be a muttaqi is not only practical, it's enjoyable. Like for example, Hazrat explained, we say a certain person stays with wudu all the time. He's ba wudu, all the time he's with wudu. And we know for a fact, nobody can stay with wudu all the time. We are human beings, we have to sleep. And the minute you slept away, your wudu is broken. And we have to go to the toilet. We have to pass wind. We have to urinate. Wuzu breaks. But who is a ba wuzu? When his wuzu breaks, he makes wuzu again. So who is a muttaqi? His taqwa will also break. He is a human being. Kullukum khatta'un. All of you are sinners. So when your taqwa breaks, you make tawbah again. And then your taqwa is back on its place again. 100% is back on its place again. So even if you become a muttaqi, it doesn't mean you won't commit any sin. You will even perhaps commit major sins also. But who is a muttaqi? As soon as when shaitan touches him and makes him guna, he becomes aware of it, uneasy. What have I done? What did I say? How could I have done that? He doesn't want to cover it up. He doesn't want to try and find a loophole. But he admits, Ya Allah, I made a mistake. And the minute you do that, you ask for maafi, Allah is just too happy. Allah is ready to forgive. Allah is afuwun. Allah is an embodiment of forgiveness. And not only that, Allah is forgiveness itself. Tuhibbul afwa. Allah loves to forgive. So you just forgive me. Oh Allah, do that action of yours which you love, which you are yourself. You are forgiveness. And you love to forgive. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that whenever you go to any person, you go to your beloved, you go to your in-laws, whoever, then you want to take a present and you'd like to take something unique and something they don't have in their area. Many people, when they bring some present, they say this is only in our country, you won't get it anywhere else. So when you also meet Allah on Laylatul Qadr, now last 10 days are coming, then also take to Allah, our Shaykh put it in this beautiful way, take that present which is not by Allah Ta'ala. Allah has got everything, but there is that present which Allah hasn't got. And what is that? Gunas. Allah is Subhan, pure, clean. Allah has come with all my gunas, truckloads of gunas, whole train loads of gunas, whole ships and filled with containers of guna. So you do what you love to do. And you love to forgive. And I have now come with the opportunity that you just forgive me now. So this Allah Ta'ala gives us, that Allah loves to forgive. So but our rozas and taqwa Allah gives us. So it is not difficult to stay with taqwa also. We just make our little effort. And this is the month, so we keep our rozas. Ulama have written generally 6 things that we should observe, that our roza is not only according to masala watau, but a roza of love, a roza of submission, a roza of kindness. Keep roza of the tongue also, roza of the ears also, roza of the eyes also, roza of the heart and the mind also. Roza of the seeing that we eat the right food also. That is also a roza. Sehri time, stay away from all the wrong type of food. Haram is out of the question. And doubtful things also stay away. Iftari time, haram is out of the question. And question ourselves, what we are ordering from the takeaways, etc. What is the food? It's certified halal. But is it halal also or not? Be concerned. I kept roza by staying away from halal things. I had the halal food, I stayed away. So don't open the roza now with doubtful things or with haram things. Once we were in Lanesia, one of the masjid saw a notice on the masjid notice board, and I didn't understand it. And then when I asked somebody for an explanation, they explained to me. They told me that many people now, it has become common. Your food, you don't have to go to a kitchen or anywhere, it's on the phone also. You just phone and order from your wherever your whichever Kentucky or McDonald's, whoever, you just phone them and they deliver to you. So you order from who you are satisfied. Whether it is right or not, that is something else. But you are satisfied, it is halal. And where they don't have it, so they phone another company, or they are too busy, they cannot deliver, or they are too far from where you are. So they phone, they got their groups also, that on our behalf, you deliver to them. So it's coming to you from that company, but the actual fact is coming from another company. And this company, you also acknowledge their food is not halal. But that company, contact for them, all these rules we got doesn't apply to them. So they contacted this company, and it comes to you with that company's invoice. And you feel, my company delivered it. But it's another company who you also don't accept also that it is halal. So this is that notice that you must be careful about this is happening. So we are eating all this thing. So open our ruzas with halal food also. Halal and tayyiba. So roza of the food also. And then 1/6 roza also. After keeping your roza, making the effort properly, the whole roza, no ghibat, backbiting in the roza, no slandering, no speaking lies, nothing you did. And then still have the fear whether it's accepted or not. That is also the, don't have this pride that I kept a perfect roza. Don't let shaitan even put that one drop of urine in your mind that you kept a very perfect roza. And so now you are going to be the greatest muttaqi by the end of Ramadan. No fear. Allah is absolute. A person can be the most rotten. And if Allah wants to accept it, it's up to him. And the first thing can be the most perfect, and Allah doesn't want to accept it, He wants to reject it, it's up to Him. So we are slaves of Allah, we are not servants of Allah, we are not workers of Allah, we are total slaves, we are pawns of Allah. Allah is the absolute. Allah is not the Qadi of the Day of Judgment, that Allah makes judgments according to the law book. Allah is the Malik. Malik can do as He pleases. Who He wants to forgive, He can forgive. And Allah says, who I want to forgive, fala ubali. And it means nothing to me. Who I want to punish, I punish, wala ubali. And it means Allah is absolute. Believe in Allah as He is. We are humble slaves of Allah Ta'ala. So this roza, we keep it like that, then we'll get the full benefit. And then we will start enjoying roza. We will look forward to Ramadan. We will enjoy the rozas. The hot summer days rozas we will enjoy. When we keep the rozas properly, we will look forward. Namazes, we will get enjoyment when somebody else is making namaz. We see his namaz. Oh, what a namaz. I wish I can also make namaz like that. We see somebody else's, all his ibadat, his tilawat, how he makes. I wish I can also make tilawat like that. That enjoyment, the taste, at the moment, unfortunately, we are such that when somebody else is making zikr, he is making zikr, but my stomach pains. I got an allergy. Some people are allergic to some things. Hey, they just see fish and their whole face features also change. If fish is there on the table, but they can't take it, they are allergic to it. Some of us are so allergic to zikr, we don't make zikr ourselves, somebody else makes zikr and it pains in our stomach. That they are making loud zikr, they are making zikr in the masjid, they are making zikr, we got a problem with zikr. Whereas zikr is such a great command, such a sweet command, to remember your beloved, what can be more enjoyable? To speak to your beloved, what can be more enjoyable? We see the du'as of somebody and we see the tears flowing and we wish I can also make the du'a like that. So all this Allah will give in this month. If we just observe our rozas properly, so let us, the balance of the days that there are, we try our best to keep our rozas and we get the profits of the rozas and then see the enjoyment of doing business. Before you know what, you open another branch and another branch. Now you're opening in another country also your business because your rozas, because your business is flourishing. Our rozas business, if we do it properly, there is also a great business. Reading Durood Sharif is a great business and we should buy shares in there. Keeping our rozas properly, observing our Ramadan, we will get the enjoyment of it. And then we will wish everyone else, we will want everyone, they must also keep the, understand which month is coming to us. Prepare for this month, get ready for this month, observe this month properly. It's just once a year you get this opportunity. It's not going to be always, so that enjoyment. Allah bless us with that, and that is all a simple effort for a few days, and everyone Allah will bless. And Allah loves to give also. Allah doesn't deprive, and Allah has brought us here, all of us who have come, we come for our islah. We come to make ta'alluq with Allah, nisbat with Allah, and Allah, what you ask of Allah for your deen, Allah gives it. For your dunya, Allah considers it. That is this good for my banda or not? According to that, Allah gives for dunya. But your deen, Allah gives you what you ask for. Allah has promised. And Allah's treasures are unlimited. And they are more unlimited in the month of Ramadan. There is no limit. There is no end to limit. But in Ramadan, Allah just... So these are the things that we have to take. Allah give us all tawfiq to appreciate this month and take from Allah Ta'ala what we have to take. Then, as Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali say, live your life like Ramadan, your mort will come like Eid. The enjoyment of Eid will be there. And the true enjoyment of Eid, may Allah give us all tawfiq and let us enjoy this great month and take the full benefits, inshallah.